Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eddie Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
On EEI.
.133, let's get into some degeneration bets here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Here with Gresh and Keefe. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. On the Odyssey app. Anybody want to lead? Anybody want to start? Anybody got a hot one? Oh, Shine does, of course.
Look at Shine. I got a pick that I fired up.
Well, yeah, John's got plenty of hot ones.
Okay, here's my pick.
Sorry, I had to get that out. My favorite pick of the weekend, guys, is actually going to be Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Broncos. I love the under in this game, 47.5, and I'll tell you why. Teams coming off the bye this year are 8-4 against the spread, and the under is 16-6. The Chiefs coming off a bye. The defense has only allowed 16 points per game over the last, I believe, three games. The Broncos' offense kind of stinks, but I just don't see a lot of points being scored in this game. I think the Chiefs will get ahead early, and they'll kind of just maintain a lead because I think the Broncos' defense is good enough. So I'm going to go under 47.5 Chiefs-Broncos.
Will you guys allow a piggyback? Because my first pick is Denver Broncos plus 9.5. So the Broncos' O-line has been like one of the most injured offensive line units in the league, to the point where they've got Cam Fleming, former Patriots swing tackle, as one of their starting tackles. They're getting healthier. But on the defensive side, they led the league in pressures last week. Every single play, they were hitting Justin Herbert. I think they ended the game with like 26 or something like that. So they're going to have Mahomes running around. Mahomes is a great quarterback. I think the Chiefs will win the game, but the Broncos just have to not lose the game by more than 9. I like Broncos 9.5.
Those are great picks with awesome breakdown. That's good stuff right there. I'm going LA Rams minus 13 against Jacksonville because Jacksonville sucks.
Jacksonville sucks. Yeah, well, hey, well said.
Pretty good pick. Save some takes for the rest of us, Gresh.
I'm going to go with there's a massive game for the San Francisco 49ers. They are on the road against the Seahawks, but we spent a lot of the week, especially during the fantasy segments, Russell Wilson ain't right. He was able to throw a couple of touchdowns against football team who stinks. They still lost that game. Seahawks are falling apart. Niners, road favorite, but only by 3. They win this. They're all of a sudden 7-5. So I'll take the 49ers to win and cover in Seattle.
I'm going to piggyback again off of what Rich said, because one thing, I like the 49ers to win as well. It is notable that Pete Carroll has always had Kyle Shanahan's number. NFC West is this weird thing where like certain coaches always beat certain coaches. Like I said, though, I think the 49ers win, but Pete Carroll gets after Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo throws one interception at plus 110.
Nice.
Very good.
Nice. One of my other favorite bets of the weekend, a little prop action for you.
Oh, here we go.
Three props, and they're actually all on the same player.
Wow.
I expect Joe Mixon to have a massive game against the Chargers. A couple weeks ago, Joe Burrow said, we want to get the ball to Joe Mixon. Our offense starts with our running game. Since then, Mixon is at 123 yards on the ground and then 165 yards. This week, his rushing yards total is only at 91.5. I love the over on that going against a crappy Chargers run defense. Only 19.5 carries for his total amount of carries, which he has blown past the last 2 weeks, and then over 2.5 receptions as well. I love all three of those Joe Mixon props for their game against the Chargers.
Now, I have a teaser for some to ponder, and I know Scrim is very fond of the teasers. If you wanted to do what I guess for some would call a level one teaser, where you're buying 6 points, If you got Tampa Bay, Indianapolis, the Rams, and Kansas City, you knock Tampa Bay down to -4.5 against Atlanta, Indianapolis -4 at Houston, the Rams -7 against Jacksonville, and Kansas City -4 hosting Denver. All four of those at those numbers, +220.
Okay.
Plus number right. to buy those
Speaking
points.
Of my language.
All yeah, right. I think
so
that works.
I actually, Gresh, I love teasers this weekend. My favorite gameplay of the week will be teasers.
Yeah.
Here. And my favorite teaser leg is the Minnesota Vikings against the Detroit Lions. So they're at 7 points currently. So you can throw them in a natural 6-point tease. You get through that major number of 7 and through the number of 3 down to 1. They only have to beat the Lions. The freaking Lions by 1. Minnesota's been pretty good as of late. I also really like the Eagles only laying 7 at the Jets. That's another leg you can tack on. And then, like you said, Indianapolis, the Rams, and the Chiefs are all awesome. Oh. Like, there's so many great teaser yep. legs this week. I actually would stay away from Tampa Bay personally. I just think with the whole Antonio Brown situation going on, the offense hasn't looked necessarily right. Like, they beat the Colts last week, but for some reason they just don't feel like they're clicking on all cylinders. So I'm staying away from Tampa Bay, but I absolutely love Indy, Minnesota, Philly, LA, and the Chiefs as teaser legs.
Woo! I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders at home laying a single point to Washington football team. I know football team has won 3 in a row. Their defense still is very suspect. They are 0-4 against the AFC this year, so I think they're going to make it 0-5. And also, in our perfect fantasy lineup earlier in the week, we had both Derek Carr and Hunter Renfro, so I'm sort of doubling down on that. I think the Raiders win, get themselves to 7-5, and stay in the playoff mix at least for another week in the AFC.
So we mentioned how much of a tear the Miami Dolphins are on right now. They're 5-7. I think they're on a 4-game winning streak. Is that right, Sean? Their defense is playing nails right now. We mentioned earlier Daniel Jones out for the Giants. The Giants' offense has been horrible anyway with Daniel Jones, but Mike Glennon against that defense. I was flirting with the under here. It's so low, though. It's at 40, so I'm confident in the Dolphins to cover -6 at home.
Okay, I'm going to give you a... I'm going to give you a 10-team parlay. Just something to consider.
10?
What?
Listen... If
what?
You,
hold
if,
on, let me sit down.
What
if,
are we doing?
If you take all of the favorites in the conference championship games this weekend in college football, you can go 10.
Oh,
you just go on you go on the money line.
All right.
If you're looking for your $5 footlong long shot,
and I am.
If you so Keith, on a 10-team parlay, if you just went all the favorites, right? We're talking like Michigan, Utah, Western Kentucky, all the way down. The odds on that are +5,435. So if you put a fin on that and all 10 of those favorites win,
how are we looking?
$271.79.
Jeez. Do you like all the favorites, or you just like that bet?
I like that.
If you think
bet.
They're all, yeah. Okay.
Well, because like I do like Kent State over Northern Illinois. People aren't looking at that. I do like Oklahoma State. San Diego State, I think should roll. Cincinnati's going to win. I like Georgia over Alabama. I think Bama's going to be. Yeah, I do. I think Georgia's going to beat
Alabama.
Bama
finds a way because I feel like they're going to be in this stupid tournament again.
Pitt over Wake Forest. Wake has come back down to earth a little bit. I guess I'm just saying, and plus, say you wanted to go a little more, right? Say you found a nice, crisp $10 bill in your couch.
Oh, that'd be nice.
If you bet $10, you'd win $543.58, according to the Sportsbook Rhode Island app, if you went down that road. But in all seriousness, my best bet for the college games is Georgia on the money line. Alabama might cover. It's +6.5.
Yeah.
So I'm a little leery of that. If you are going to take a side in any one of those games, Pitt -3 against Wake.
Okay. I got a quick basketball one for you. Player prop tonight. We talked about the Celtics going up against the Jazz. Mm-hmm. No Jaylen Brown. So give me over 24.5 points for Jason Tatum. I could see him trying to get into one of those duels with Donovan Mitchell. He was just getting praise for being so unselfish.
Yep.
I would expect a lot of shots here and get the road trip going with a bunch of points. 24.5. Right around his average anyway, and take Jaylen Brown out, I think he's definitely going over.
I also got a player prop for you, and this one's tied to a crazy story. Did you guys hear about what happened with DK Metcalf a few weeks ago? He tried to manage his way into a foursome, if you will.
Oh, yeah. And he was recruiting. No, he was recruiting femininas. Yeah.
And he failed.
Perhaps?
And so since then.
It didn't work?
Since then, he's only averaging like 3 catches a game, shockingly enough.
Gotcha.
And he's averaging less than 30 yards a game. Like, DK Metcalf has been struggling to catch the football.
Well,
his over-under right now for yards is 63.5. Under all day. And if when the reception number comes out, if it's anything more than four, bet the under.
The only thing he's going to catch is the clap with that kind of attitude.
But I'm dumb.
Come on.
DK Metcalf hoping to find some unders. You got something is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.